ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्य नरं चैव नरोत्तमम्, देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम्, ततो जयमुदीरये। नष्टप्रायेषु भद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया, भगवती उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैष्ठिकी। श्रीमद् भागवतम टेंथ कैंटो चैप्टर 82 एंटाइटल कृष्णा मीट्स द इनहैबिटेंट्स ऑफ वृंदावन, टेक्स्ट नंबर 43। वायुर्यथा घनानीकम् तृणम् तूलम् रजांसि च संयोज्या क्षिपते भूयस् तथा भूतानि भूतकृत्। वायुर्यथा घनानीकम् तृणम् तूलम् रजांसि च संयोज्या क्षिपते भूयस् तथा भूतानि भूतकृत्। वायुर्यथा घनानीकम् तृणम् तूलम् रजांसि च संयोज्या क्षिपते भूयस् तथा भूतानि भूतकृत्। वायुर्यथा घनानीकम् तृणम् तूलम् रजांसि च संयोज्या क्षिपते भूय तथा भूतानि भूतकृत्। वायुर्यथा घनानीकम् तृणम् तूलम् रजांसि च संयोज्या क्षिपते भूय यथा भूतानि भूतकृत्। वायुर्यथा घनानीकम् तृणम् तूलम् रजांसि च क्षिपते भूय तथा भूतानि भूतकृत्। माताजी, वायुर्यथा घनानीकम् तृणम् तूलम् संयोज्या क्षिपते भूय भूतानि भूतकृत्। वायुर्यथा घनानीकम् तृणम् तूलम् रजांसि च संयोज्या क्षिपते भूय तथा भूतानि भूतकृत्। Vayuhu, the wind. Yatha, as. Ghana, of clouds. Anikam, groups. Trinam, grass. Tulam, cotton. Rajamsi, dust. Cha, and. Samyojya, bringing together. Akshipate, throws apart. Bhuyaha, once again. Tatha, so. Bhutani, living beings. Bhuta, of living beings. Krit, the creator. Just as the wind brings together masses of clouds, blades of grass, wisps of cotton, and particles of dust, only to scatter them all again, so the Creator deals with His created beings in the same way. There's no purport. We go to the next verse. Mayi bhaktirihi bhutanam amritatvaya kalpate dishtya yadasin matsneho bhavati nam madapanaha. Rendering devotional service to me qualifies any living being for eternal life. But by your good fortune, you have developed a special loving attitude toward me by which you have obtained me. Purport. According to Srila Vishwanath Chakravarti, the gopis then replied, "But that Supreme Lord you are blaming is none other than yourself, O most clever of speakers. Everyone in the world knows this. Why should we be ignorant of this fact?" All right, Lord Krishna then told them, "If this is true, I must be God, but still I am conquered by your loving affection." Om Jnana Timirandhasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshurunmilitam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Shri Chaitanya Manobhishtam Sthapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupakka Dhamayam Dadati Svapadandikam Vandeham Shri Guruho Shri Yuta Padakamalam Shri Gurun Vaishnavamscha Shri Rupam Sagrajatam Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Tam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadhutam Parijana Sahitam Krishna Jaitanya Devam Shri Radha Krishna Badan Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakam. He Krishna Karuna Sindho Dina Bandho Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanda Radha Kanta Namaste Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priya Vancha Kalpataru Bhescha Kripa Sindhu Bhevacha Padidanam Bhavani Bhyo Vaishnavi Bhyo Namo Nama Jaya Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Sivasadi Bhaktam Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. J Just as the wind brings together masses of clouds, blades of grass, wisps of cotton and particles of dust, only to scatter them all again, so the Creator deals with His created beings in the same way. Rendering devotional service to me qualifies any living being for eternal life. But by your good fortune, you have developed a special loving attitude toward me by which you have obtained me. So these are the words of Lord Krishna when he meets his very, very loving, intimate, confidential associates, the gopis, after a very, very long time at Kurukshetra on the event of a total solar eclipse. And herein, Krishna is trying to pacify the burning fire of separation that the gopis are feeling for him through very sweet, pacifying philosophical words with a grateful heart. And actually, in one sense, that is a philosophy that all of us see also. Just as a wind brings together masses of clouds, blades of grass, wisps of cotton and particles of dust, only to scatter them all again, so the Creator deals with His created beings in the same way. We see that whenever there is a sudden wind due to depression in the pressure, and like a whirlwind it starts, just picks up whatever is available, sometimes leaves, dry grass, wisps of cotton, whatever is light enough. I mean, it's a very strong wind, then even big things go up. It just brings them together, takes them like that, up, up, up there, and then just they are thrown away, practically never to come together again. I remember many years ago, we had a property, temple had acquired a property near Pune called Daun. And across the property there was a beautiful big river that was flowing. Especially in the rainy season it would become wide and swift. And I remember one particular Ekadashi, I decided to chant sitting just on the banks of that river, on the property, and trying to absorb myself in the holy name. And in between I would just open and look at nature. Actually, if with a proper consciousness and a proper mood, if you look at any element of nature, it speaks the truth. But when we are covered over, then even the truth spoken to us, we can't recognize. But if there is a sincere desire to understand and deep craving for it, and we try to purify our existence and prayerfully entreat the Lord, then every element of creation can speak volumes about the absolute truth. So as I was chanting, I just saw, because the river was flowing and it's a rainy season, so many leaves were falling, so many things were falling, and I would see It wasn't so swift, so therefore, when it was coming, it was just slowly flowing. And sometimes there was some depression in the ground underneath. And therefore, suddenly all the water would come like this and separate. And I was sitting very close to one of those kind of reverse whirlpool that happens like that and then goes. And I was seeing some leaves there, and they were just kind of floating. And as they came near to this particular spot, and then suddenly thrown apart. And because it was early in the morning, and I had come with a desire to do some sadhana, when I saw this incident or saw this event, suddenly I was thinking, yeah, we are like that. All the souls, we don't know who each other is in this world when we are traveling by train. So many people, in the train everyone comes together. Because same timing, everyone has been given the same timing. Otherwise you're going to miss it. So everyone comes. As if, something is pulling us. Everyone sits and comes so close to each other in the same coupe. And then, depending upon who has to get down where, or sometimes everyone goes till the last, and the last junction comes, everyone goes away. And after that, probably we'll never meet them again in our life. This is the truth. This is the reality. But just within that short span of time, which is from an eternity point of view, just like a blink of an eye, so much we are absorbed and so much deeply connected that when a person is getting down, you start crying. Arey, why are you utarna padega mera train aa gaya mera stop aa gaya. Nahi nahi, you can't do this. You can't do this. I'll be thrown out. My ticket is over. So, dishtya, according to our whatever baggage we have, the past, sometimes certain living entities are brought together, like in a train, like in a hotel, like in traveling sometimes. You come together and then pushed away. Probably not to ever meet again. So, in this way, Krishna is trying to tell that by the will of the Creator, we have somehow come together. We were separated. By chance, we have come together. Be happy. Then, hurry bold. But gopis are not to be fooled. Even though they may be very simple milkmaids, but they have achieved this position after millions and millions of lifetimes of purification. And therefore, they know the truth. And they say, Achha, Creator brings us together. Oh, who's that Creator? Samne tu hi to khada hai. Tu hi nacha raha hai aur abhi badi badi baatein kar raha hai. You're trying to convince her. Come on, don't. If somebody else would have said this, Nanda Maharaj would have said this, okay. Vasudev would have said this, okay. Not Vasudev. And now, then he is telling, okay, even if you say that, who is that? It's nothing, it's no one but you. You have brought us together here. And then he says, actually, I am pulled. It's not that the Lord is arranging everything. It is I am pulled by your devotion. I have become helpless, like the wind, the leaf being carried by time. He says, I have become completely bound and pulled by your devotion. I am helplessly come like this. And he says, next he says, this is a very important verse quoted in several places by our acharyas, in the Bhagavatam, in the Chaitanya Charitamrita. mai bhaktir hi bhutanam amrutatvaya kalpate dishtya yadasin matsneho bhavatinam madapanah. Mai bhaktir hi bhutanam, rendering devotional service to me, amrutatvaya kalpate qualifies any living being for eternal life. By your good fortune, you have developed a special loving attitude toward me, by which you have obtained me. You have obtained me because of that special qualification, that you have such special affection for me, that has bound me and pulled me in your association. So, amrutatvaya kalpate, amrita. Mrita means death. Amrita means deathlessness. Truly speaking, in one sense, if you see, death is the most fearful thing for a living entity. To every living entity, from a microbe to some insects, struggle for existence and trying to push death away is very natural. Even though in this lifetime none of us have experienced death, but somehow we are all wanting to push it away. Why? Because that is the, actually death is very foreign to the living entity. It's foreign to the living entity. It's not its natural status. Because the living entity by nature is Sat Chit Ananda, eternal, full of knowledge and blissful. Eternity in terms of existence. Never was there a time that the soul did not exist. Nor in the future shall any of us ever cease to be. Very nice to learn the Bhagavad Gita during Bhakti Shastri. Memorizing it, repeating it. Najayate, mriyate va kadachi. Nayam bhutva bhavita vana bhuya. Ajya, nitya, shashvatoyam, purano, dhanyate, hanyamane, shari. But, actually, there isn't realization of this. There isn't realization of this. And therefore, we find that the fear is there. And therefore, the scriptures also claim, Mrityorma amrutangamaya, asatoma sadgamaya, tamasoma jyotirgamaya. From asat, temporary, move towards sat, eternality, reality. Tamasoma jyotirgamaya, from darkness move towards light, and from death move towards deathlessness. That's all. Everyone is looking for amrit. Truly speaking, every one of us here, knowingly or unknowingly, we are all looking for amrit. But the fact is, some are ignorant of what is real amrit. While knowledgeable people know exactly what is amrit and know where to get it, and they are struggling for it. Actually, everyone is struggling. Everyone is struggling for amrit, knowingly or unknowingly. In ignorance, so what is the sign of ignorance? In the Mahabharata Udyoga Parva, five types of ignorance are given. As soon as you come under ignorance, you have to experience these five things. What are those five things? First, to think the body to be the self. In ignorance, deha atma buddhi. Atma means me. Deha atma buddhi. That means, because we are not aware of who we really are, And what you see, what is seen is reality, what is tangible, gross, we see the body. Oh, it is born. Happy birthday, celebration. And somebody dies, alright, chala gaya. Gone, this person is gone. So, the first sign of ignorance is, identify ourselves as the body. This is the first ignorance. And as soon as you identify with the body, naturally, the Satchit Ananda, because your nature is Satchit Ananda, you look for Satchit Ananda on a bodily platform. That means the standard of life, the goal of life, the success in life is how much can you enjoy this body? Enjoy the senses. One, struggle, struggle, struggle to keep it eternal, to keep it youthful, to keep it fresh. That's the struggle. So much of endeavor just to keep it. You know, actually the nature of the soul is youthful. Not childhood is not natural. Old age is not natural. Youthful. As a child we are struggling, struggling to grow up. And after we grow up, struggling to maintain it. And in that consciousness, we all seek Amrita. Amrita means gratifying of the senses. Whatever gratifies the senses. Wah! Amrita jaisa tha yaar. Something that completely satisfies the tongue. We call it Wah! Amrita jaisa tha. Nectarian drink. Anything that is so pleasing the ears. Wah! Kya? Amrita jaisa laga. It was so nectarian. This particular sound, raga, tala, laya, everything was so matching. Wow! You actually experience eternity. For that second at least, you feel you're out of the world. Out of all these dualities, you are in one with eternal, eternity. Or you see something extraordinarily beautiful, natural, when you go, you know, on top of mountain or somewhere in front. See, and you look at this nature's beauty. You actually forget that, you know, there is future, there is past. You are lost in the present and it looks as if it's going to last forever. Eternity caught in a moment. So, everyone is, to the mind, to the senses, to the intelligence, wanting to experience. But in ignorance, they think that is the goal of life. And to make that possible, do whatever is necessary. And struggle and struggle and struggle. This is the second. Third ignorance is, as soon as we do that, there is anxiety. Sada samudvigna dhyam asat grahat. Because you have held the asat, the body, and struggling to keep it eternal, there is a struggle, there is anxiety. Oh, it's going to go away. So there is anxiety. It's slipping away and struggling against the current, and therefore there is anxiety. We want to control things to move exactly as we want. We want to possess some things eternally. And that, which is our nature, which is our birthright. Birthless right. But then, we don't know. In ignorance, the nature is there, but it is covered over by ignorance. And because we identify with the body, we want to keep everything, control everything, possess everything, hold on to everything. And it's slipping away. There's anxiety. It's just like holding the water. Somehow trying to hold it. So there is anxiety. And eventually it slips away. Lamentation. Fourth, ignorance. Shok. Lamenting. Oh, chala gaya. Mila hi nahi. Mil bhi gaya to chala jayega. lamentation. And fifth ignorance is to think that there is something beyond the absolute truth. As soon as we identify something to be more powerful or beyond the absolute, there is fear. Always there is a fear. What if this person or this thing happens? Nobody can help me. I am totally helpless. There is something which is beyond the absolute truth. And if that thing is against me, can you imagine what is fear? Fear is, you are taking shelter of someone or something or some situation, and you find there is someone, even in that situation, is telling you, I will not leave you. Wherever you go, I am going to catch you. So there is fear as soon as we know that whatever we are seeking shelter, there is some power which can make you shelterless even in that situation. Then instantly fear comes. So, identifying with the body, and therefore as a natural consequence, trying to find amrit or gratifying true happiness, eternal happiness in that body through gratifying the senses. Anxiety, lamentation, fear. But it has to come. But we don't understand that it is inevitable. No one in the creation ever kind of crossed it. But somehow we think we are an exception. It's not going to come. That's why Yudhishthir Maharaj said, what is the most amazing thing in the world? So the most amazing thing is, everyone is dying, but everyone else thinks, Bechara. Oh, thoda gadbadi kiya. Usko malum nahi tha kya karna. I know. Time is slaughtering one by one. And the other goat is eating the grass. Kuch nahi hone wala. Tension nahi lena. Are, but wo, kuch nahi hone wala. Nonsense. How is it not possible? So, they are trying to seek amrit in the grass. Chewing that grass. That's foolish. But those who are, that's why Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, yastadagre amrutamiva pariname vishopamam. What is poison? Anything that is against your eternal nature is poison. And anything that is harmonious with your nature is nectar. Nectar is perfectly in harmony with your nature. And Vishu means that it's totally against your nature. So, in foolishly, a person in ignorance, thinking himself to the body, trying to think that simply gratifying the senses, which is actually, apparently, temporarily, tastes like nectar, an intelligent person smiles at that person. How foolish. Now you are feeling nectar, but that itself will become visha. It will become poison. Therefore, those who are above the mode of ignorance and the above of mode of passion, in the mode of ignorance and passion, you are very short-sighted. And because we are short-sighted, covered by the lens of ignorance and passion, we are not able to see the higher good. But when we come to the mode of goodness, like the demigods, actually even they are looking for nectar. The demigod wanted nectar. Why? Because nectar gives them three things. What is that? What are those three things? Nectar gives you long life. Amrit piyega, bhav jindar, long life. Number two, can somebody tell these children to? We have a downstairs a wonderful facility for them. Let them go there. Don't chastise them. They are enjoying nectar. For us it is apparently poisonous because we are absorbed in another nectar. But they are thinking, chai lo time pass kar rahe baithe baithe. खेल रहे हैं. वर्ल्ड इज वेरी रिलेटिव, सो डोंट डिस्टर्ब देयर नेक्टर. सेंड देम टू अनदर प्लेस वेर दे कैन एंजॉय नेक्टर. फर्स्ट थिंग इज इट गिव्स लॉन्ग लाइफ. सत, द सत एस्पेक्ट, लॉन्ग लाइफ. नंबर टू, चित. चित मीन्स टू एंजॉय योर सेल्फ. योर सेंसेस शुड बी वाइटल कंप्लीटली. देर शुड बी वाइटैलिटी इन योर सेंसेस. योर इंटेलिजेंस शुड बी अलर्ट. योर माइंड शुड बी अवेयर. दैट मीन्स यू शुड बी रियली हेल्दी. यू शुड बी रियली स्ट्रांग एंड फुल ऑफ वाइटैलिटी. Why do we want vitality? To enjoy this world, to see things properly, to hear everything perfectly, to smell and to taste and to experience that, enjoy the mind and the intelligence, they should be alert, aware, and vitality should be there. That's what Amrita gives. It gives strength to the body, to the mind, to the senses, intelligence, everything. That is why they were churning for nectar. Chit. And third is Ananda. Amrita is extremely tasty. When you taste it, the speciality of Amrita is, even if you drink the Amrita, all the senses become satisfied. Very special. On a grossest platform, why sex life is considered nectarian? Because even every aspect of the senses are fully uplifted. Therefore, that's considered on one realm, on a grosser physical realm, that's considered highest nectar for which people are ready to do anything. So that is there. Because all the senses, even though subtly or grossly, all the senses are enlivened. So the demigods wanted nectar because it actually enlivens all the senses and you become really strong and powerful. And obviously it is very tasty and really enjoy. Compared to nectar, everything is, however apparently nectarian it is, it's actually almost like poison. Kuch bhi nahi hai. You develop a higher taste. When you develop a higher taste, if you have 1 crore rupees and somebody says, if you behave nicely, I'll give you 5 rupees. 2 irak. I already have so much. I don't need that. And therefore they were churning. And as they were churning, the first thing that came out was poison. Halahal. Your desire is to get nectar, but first installment is a powerful poison. Suffocating, choking. And therefore they went, and eventually Lord Shiva, we can't do it. If we take that poison, finish. Nectar aana to dur ki baat, abhi khatam ho gaya, to bachega kya peene ke liye. So they cried to Lord Shiva, and Lord Shiva came and concentrated the whole poison and he drank it with the permission of his wife Parvati. Chalega na? Wo log sab request kar rahe hain. She knew the power of Lord Shiva and therefore she said, "Okay, no problem." And he drank and he held it in his throat. It became black. Kalakantha or Neelakantha. Imagine if someone is very beautiful and has a black neck. They will try to cover up something and put a muffler, something. But actually this is a decoration. Kalakantha or Neelakantha. This was Lord Shiva's compassion. To relieve others, he put himself into inconvenience. Okay, poison gone. Then again started. And the Lord had told, hey, first installment will be poison. Second installment will be, so-called nectars will come. Don't get distracted. And what came was Airavat. What came was Uchaishrava, beautiful horse, beautiful elephant. Hey, horse and elephant, ye kya hai? Mercedes car aaya, ye mere liye. Today you can't connect with horses and elephants. Usko kaun khilayega? But somebody says, oh, Honda aaya pahile.
उसके बाद मर्सिडीज आया, उसके बाद बीएमडब्ल्यू आया, वो तो मेरे लिए, दूसरा तुम्हारे लिए. And that was it is for the demigods. And wow, I need it. But they remember the Lord. Hey, don't get distracted. Don't get tempted. Nectar chahiye to thoda sahan karna padega. Tapo divyam putra ka. Pehle thoda sahan karo. Yat tadagre vishamiva pariname amrutopamam. Abhi vish jaisa lagega, chhod do. Ek samay vish amrut aayega. Tab. So don't. Don't be caught up with this. Eat, drink and be merry. बाद में पछताओगे. थोड़ा तपस्या करो, बाद में अमृत मिलेगा. So they did it. And eventually they got nectar. But the demons took it away. And poor fellows are watching. Because first of all, the demons were powerful. In addition, They took the help of demigods. And demigods knew. First of all, they are powerful. It's just like if some big treasure is lying and you are not able to lift it from underground. And you call your enemy who is extremely powerful. But he himself cannot also lift. Tua, hum log dono uthayenge. Uske baad aadha aadha. Aadha aadha. Chala. And then you know for sure. Uthane ke baad ek tappad marega mere ko. Aur sab utha ke le jayega. Still they had faith in the word of the Lord. And sure enough, as soon as the treasure was lifted, bola, amrit chahiye tujhe. Nikal yahan se. Finders, keepers, losers, weepers. They left. The demons took it. And they are just watching, drooling in the mouth. Kya kare abhi? Luckily, Dhanvantri. The Lord came as Mohini Murti. And showed them their level of nectar. Higher taste. Because this they had not yet tasted. This was intellectual appreciation, nectar. But this was reality for them. For the demons, Mohini was much more nectarian than the nectar. Most of us are like that. We have actually nectar in hand, holy name. But we leave it when we see the Mohini of Mama Maya. So they bole, tum log piyo. Udhar asli nectar. And they actually went behind Mohini Murti. And after they, everything was, Mohini made sure everyone was drunk and the pot was empty. Uske baad bole, Mohini, ye to Mohini tha, main to Vishnu. He left. And then they said, purana nectar kida, wo bhi khatam, ye bhi gaya. Cheated and went. Cheaters and the cheated. You want to act smart with the Lord? You think you want to cheat? Ultimately you will be cheated. He always has the last laugh. You can't avoid that. Anyway, the demigods got the nectar. But the amazing thing is, in spite of the fact that they drank nectar, still they were in anxiety. Because they knew, फिर से आएगा वो अभी. वो लोग गए अभी, फिर से आएंगे अभी. Again they will do some tapasya. And invariably it did happen. They did come. Bali Maharaj did attack again. So anxiety is there. Even though this nectar is drunk, still there was anxiety. Because this nectar, even though of a higher material variety, subtle material variety, and therefore relatively long life, relatively strong senses for a long time and relatively higher pleasure than the grossest material pleasure, still it was not the actual nectar for the soul. It was for their mind and senses and the ego. Subtle body was nourished, but the soul was not nourished. There was another churning happening elsewhere. And that churning was Mother Yashoda churning. She was also churning another nectar. She was trying to get butter just for the satisfaction and pleasure of Krishna. Krishna's pleasure. Because she knew, my goal of life is simply to please Krishna. I am
his servant. She had the real identity. What is the real identity? Jive Swarup Hoy Krishner Nitya Das. I am not this body which is changing from 84 lakh species. I am the eternal soul, part and parcel of Krishna. Mamayvamsho Jiva Loke Jiva Bhuta Sanatana. She identified her real identity. And number one. Number two, and therefore naturally her goal of life, because I am servant of Krishna, to please Krishna's senses. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchyate. Bhakti means to satisfy the senses of the master of the senses. When you decorate yourself, the reflection in the mirror is automatically decorated. Right? If you stand in front of the mirror and you want to put tilak, how do you put that? You put on the mirror? No. And then you move and the tilak is gone. But if you put tilak yourself, automatically the reflection is already having tilak. And however you move, it will stay. Krishna is the real object. Vastava vastu. And we are vastava as long as we are connected with the real vastu. This finger is only useful till it is connected to the body. If you remove the finger and yele, to both finger pakadta na yele. Can you imagine? You hold somebody's hand. Ah, that's the goal of my life, to get your hand. And she leaves and the hand is with you. Think about this. Similarly, without Krishna, without that connectivity to the Lord, it's illusory. It cannot give pleasure. It is giving pleasure because it is connected to the vastu. We are vastavas. We are, our reality is because of his exact. Therefore, it's all relative reality. When we are connected to the absolute reality, then everything happens. So, Mother Yashoda is churning butter. And, very interesting, Krishna wanted to steal that. When Krishna came as Dhanvantari, carrying the nectar, he gave it to the demigods, he snatched away from the demons. Krishna didn't say, main utha ke laya yaar, kam se kam pahla portion, main to khaunga ek glass pahle. I will taste it, then I'll distribute it. No, he was not at all interested in the nectar. Kisko chahiye? Tum logo chahiye? Chalo piyo, sab log piyo. Ho gaya? Haribo. He left. Krishna was not interested in this nectar. But when Mother Yashoda was churning, that butter Krishna wanted. In fact, more interested in that butter was he wanted to drink the milk from her body. Because she was absorbed, her whole consciousness was how to please Krishna. Every element of her existence was simply to please Krishna. And therefore Krishna wanted to take that nectar from her. And therefore he stopped that churning. He said, I want milk from your body. And she said, all right. She was feeding and he was enjoying. And she went to get other milk and she dropped him. Krishna became angry. So this is another nectar. The butter was also for Krishna. Milk was also for Krishna. Her milk was also for Krishna. And Krishna is happy after that or completely mad after that nectar. The Lord is after the nectar. And in sharing that nectar, the devotee is experiencing eternal life. That is what the whole Bhagavatam is, nothing but that. Srimad Bhagavatam is actually nectar personified. Sarva Shastrabdhi Piyusha. Sanatana Goswami, glorifying Srimad Bhagavatam, said, okay, you have to produce nectar, you have to all kinds of plants, you have to throw in the ocean and then churn, taking the Mandara mountain. Similarly, here all these ingredients are put and then churned. And what comes out? Sarva Shastra. Take all the Shastras. You know, all the Puranas, all the Vedas, everything. And throw them in one particular place and start churning. Just like butter is there inside the milk. But unless you churn, the butter doesn't come out. You can't see it till you churn it. So Sarva Shastra, Shastra Abdhi. Abdhi means ocean. If you take all the ocean of Vedic literature and you churn it, that's what Vedivyas did. Sarva Shastra Abdhi Piyusha. Piyusha means nectar. Because this contains only three things. Bhagavat, the word itself says, it deals with Bhagwan, Bhakta and Bhakti. That's what Bhagavat is about. Mai Bhakti Ributanam Amritatvaya Kalpate. The Lord is eternal. The living entity is eternal. And his relationship with the Lord, one of loving service, is eternal. Nobody can snatch that nectar from a living entity if he accesses that. Neha Vikramana Shosti Pratyavayona Vidyate Swalpamapyasya Dharmasya Trayate Mahato Bhayat. By experiencing the devotional service, a person is completely freed. So this is the Piyusha, this is the nectar. Because it deals with Krishna, the supreme of all nectarian personality. His part and parcel, the living entity. And devotion to him, bhakti, rasa, amrita, sindhu. Are it is an ocean. Bhakti, rasa, is amrita. It is amrita, eternal. And sindhu, compared to that, the so-called amrita of the demigods is a bindu. And a bindu is also visha. Karma kanda, jnana kanda, sakali vishera bhanda. Amrita bolya jeva khai. They think there is amrita. Nana yoni brahman kare, kadarya bhakshana kare, tar adhapatha jaye. They go thinking amrita, amrita, then they come back again. Fall down. That is why when Parikshit Maharaj was destined to die within 7 days. He was cursed to die within 7 days. Parikshit Maharaj had the power, if he wanted, to counteract the curse. He had. There was already one Kashyapa Brahmana coming. He knew. He demonstrated. Takshaka came as a Brahmana and he asked this. Brahmana was going to meet Parikshit Maharaj. He said, kis liye ja raha hai? Nahi, Parikshit Maharaj ko shaap mila hai. Un shaap se mukt karne ke liye ja raha hu. Huh? Takshak wanted to test. He told that Brahman, do you know what Takshak is? Are, Takshaka bites, everything will be finished. Really? Kuch bhi hona to main jinda kar sakta hu usko. And he said, really? Then he revealed, hey, I am Takshak. I will show you. There was a huge tree. He said, just see what I can do. And he just bit the tree. Takshaka, as a snake, bit the tree and the whole banyan tree instantly turned into ashes. And he said, this is my potency. Isko jinda karega tu? Chale, ho gaya tera kaam? Theek hai, side mein hat. And he took his kamandalu. Just threw the water. And instantly, from that pile of ashes, a small creeper came and started growing and growing and growing. Exactly within a minute, it became exactly the same tree. How do you know this incident happened? Because on the tree there was a person sitting. He also had become ashes and he also was revived. He came and told. Apuji, humko kaisa malum? Sab seclusion mein hua tha. So, Hiri bhai, that time Takshaka fell at his feet. Hey bhai, kis liye ja raha hai tu? Tere ko kya chahiye bol? Well, I need fame, I need some bakshis. Bakshis na, uska 3 guna mai deta hun, ye le, tu ja. Why? Because he is destined to die and he is prepared already. Why are you spoiling it? That's another story. This is Mahabharata story. While in the Bhagavatam, the heart of Parikshit Maharaj is revealed.
Parikshit decided, heart of heart he said, this is Krishna's call. Just like here, Krishna's call. He didn't see it as divine vision. By chance kuch nahi hota. It is divine, it is. This curse of the Brahmana, actually Krishna's flute has played in the form of the curse of the Brahman. He heard it as Krishna's flute. Wow, he's calling me. He is calling me. I don't want any excuse. I don't want that. So he accepted it as a blessing. And he came. And he took shelter of the nectar. As the gopis are taking shelter of the nectar of the beautiful form of Krishna. He accepted the nectar in the form of Tammopayatam Pratiyantu Vipra Gangacha Devi Dhritachittamishe Dujopasishta Kuhaka Takshakova Dashatvalam Gayatha Vishnu Gatha. He says, dear Brahmanas, all the sages have come. It is not by chance that all the great sages of the world have come and gathered here. Can you imagine? All the sages are here. Shukadeva Goswami has come here and is about to recite the Srimad Bhagavatam, which is the ultimate nectar. Shukamukhad Amrita Drava Samyutam Pibata Bhagavatam Rasamalayam. Wow, this is a Rasaraj Krishna's sweet nectar being coming from the mouth of Krishna, Shukadeva Goswami. And therefore he said, any other thing is visha for me. Take it away. I don't want to eat, I want to drink, I don't want to sleep, nothing. I just want. He said, Tammopayatam Pratiyantu Vipra. You please accept me as a person surrendered unto you. Gangacha Devi, let Mother Ganga accept it like that. Whatever is that magical thing, let that person come and do. Let him do his business. Shukadeva Goswami, you do your business. And I will do my business. Let's all mind one's own business. In this world, everyone tries to mind others' business. Just mind your own business. When you mind your own business, what is your business? What are the root of the tree? Then everyone's business is addressed. So, Shukadeva Goswami is being told here by Parikshit Maharaj, Dashatvalam, let that snake come and bite. Gayata Vishnu Gatha, please glorify, please sing the glories of Krishna. Namamrita, his beautiful form is so nectarian. His qualities are so nectarian. Leelamrita. His activities are so nectarian. Since I am drinking this nectar, what care do I have about this? Let it happen, whatever is happening. So to the extent, actually, we can experience. Now, we may be for so many years hearing the Bhagavad Gita, understanding theoretically that we are not the body, we are the soul. But we have to see there's five characteristics of ignorance. No, Prabhu, I know I'm not the body, I'm the soul. That's all right. But how much time are we absorbed in the bodily concept of life? And how much time? Yeah, we may have to do the needful. But are we spending some time for the real self? Otherwise we are polishing the cage but forgetting to feed the bird. And what is our aspiration in life? What is the nectar for which we are striving? Struggle is there for everyone. But what's the nectar? Or even within the apparently material activities, what is the ultimate goal? What's the ultimate goal that we are seeking? Not foolishly just, yeah, I leave everything like Parikshit and sit there. No. We may be doing externally, just like Arjuna is fighting, shooting arrows, killing people. Duryodhana is also doing. Externally, both are doing the self-same activity. But it's not what you do which makes it spiritual. Why you do what you do? For what reason are you doing what you are doing? In what consciousness are you doing what you are doing? For whose satisfaction and pleasure are you doing what you are doing? That activity makes it spiritual. Whether you are a warrior, whether somebody is a housewife, somebody is an engineer, a doctor, whatever, driver. In that profession also, what is the consciousness? And to bring that consciousness out, there is another churning. And that churning is what Lord Chaitanya has taught us. Chaitanya Charita Amrita. Srila Prabhupada explains, what is Chaitanya Charita Amrita? Chaitanya means living force. Charita means character. And Amrita means nectar, immortal. The character of the living force in immortality. That is Chaitanya Charita Amrita. The Lord, the Supreme Eternal, has descended in the material world to demonstrate as a devotee, as a living entity, to show what should be our activity in our eternal life. And when we are doing that activity, whether we are in a gross body, whether we are in a subtle body, or whether we are in a spiritual body, a human body, ghostly body, or an eternal body, what is the character of the living force in immortality? That is Chaitanya Charitamrita. Yajna Sankirtana Prayai. Congregational chanting of the Holy Name. Satatam Kirtayantu Mam. And that is what he has come to demonstrate. And what does he do? He gives us the process by which we can churn out that nectar. How? By chanting the Holy Name. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Actually, when we chant the Holy Name, we are churning the heart. And invariably, the first installment of churning the heart is poison. Very discouraging. Bhava Maha Davagni. Therefore, he is already warned, just like the Lord warned the demigods. If you are churning, first installment will be poison. Because millions of lifetimes of poison is there. First installment will be. Don't get discouraged. Take shelter of a Vaishnava who will accept that. Then comes Shreyah Kairava Chandrika Vitranam Vidyavadu Jivanam. Material prosperity will come. Good days will come. Honorable situation will come. Don't get distressed. Don't get distracted. Understand your focus. I want Amrita. I want Amrita. Then, Anandam Vudivardhanam Pratipadam. Purna Amrita Aswadanam. Purna Amrita. You get the Purna Kumbha. Kumbh Mela people go to dip because few drops fell there. But this is Purna Kumbha. Whole pot exclusively for you. Can you imagine? You churn and the whole pot comes. Prabhu, keval tere liye bas. Peete rehna is. Ek pot kabhi khatam bhi nahi hoga. Jitana piyega, utana capacity badhega. Can you imagine? Purna Amrita Aswa. Sarvatma Slapanam. You will be drowning. Kallola Magnav Muhur. Tyaktva Turna Mashesha Mandalapati Shrenim Sadatu Chavat Bhutva Dina Ganeshakau Karunaya Kaupina Kanthashitau Gopi Bhava Rasa Amrita Abhilahari Kallola Magna. They were drowning in the ocean of the unlimited ocean of devotion. And therefore, everything else which is so nectarian to the whole world, they were very easily saw it as very insignificant. Because they were experiencing a higher nectar. Kallola Magnav Mahur. They were actually diving in the Gopi Bhava Rasa Amrita Abdhi. It is Amrita Abdhi. It is an ocean of nectar. Kallola Magnav Mahur. And that is what they have given us. That's what they have given us. So, and in that same parampara, that same nectar being transferred, they drink it. The Lord came to drink and to distribute. He showed how to drink And after drinking it, he said, "Abhi baanto, huh? Don't be selfish. Kitna piega, peete rahega, milta rahega, baantte raha thoda." So he also told us how to distribute. He plundered the storehouse of love of God. He plundered it, actually, bringing all the... Kya bolte hain? Jahan char yaar mil jaye, wahan raat ho guzar. Char yaar nahi, paanch yaar, panchatattva. Came together and drunk and plundered. After plundering it, they said, and were madly dancing. Aisa kaisa madness hai? Kahan se mila tere ko? Ye le, tu bhi le. Chant Hare Krishna and be happy. Make your life sublime. So actually, they plundered and they distributed. And that's exactly what the Lord, that's what Krishna came to do. Prema rasa niryasa korite aswadan. Raga marga bhakti loke karite pracharan. Rasika shekhar Krishna parama karuna. Ei dui hetu hoite ichchara udgama. Actually, Vishnu can paritranaya sadhunam vinasha. That is a daily job. Vishnu can also do. Why Krishna comes? Why Krishna has to come? He is the parama Ishvara, parama Krishna. Why he has to come? If there is a little bulb fuse, why the Prime Minister has to come to see the fuse? Bombay ke ek ghar mein ek tube light ud gaya. And he rings up the Prime Minister. How? I mean, it doesn't make sense. Anantakoti Brahmand, in one Brahmand, some mosquito-like one demon is troubling. Why the Lord has to come? Kamsa was nothing. Mahavishnu could breathe in and millions of Kamsas could have gone inside his belly. To kill Kamsa, he had to come. Prema rasa niryasa karite aswada. He simply came to exhibit to everyone. You're just thinking about the impersonal aspect. That's me. Try to understand. It's a personal relationship. Rasa, relationship is considered a fruit. Relationship is a fruit. And the juice of that fruit is, that reciprocation in that relationship is the nectar. How can you have relationship with the impersonal aspect? Unless you know the personality of Godhead. Krishna, the person. He has a name. He has a form. He has wonderful qualities, nectarian qualities. And he engages in sweet pastimes. Can you imagine the Supreme Lord is being chastised by Mother Yashoda? Pitungi tujhe. Allah nahi karna. Bandh ke rakh deti. And Krishna is crying. The heart melts. If somebody's heart does not melt upon hearing the Supreme Personality of Godhead being chastised by an ordinary gopi just because she has so much love that she has bound him, if after seeing that, if a person's heart does not melt, it is made of super steel. It is good for making railway track. What is the point? Iti drik swalila bhirananda kunde swaghosham nimajjanta. Nimajjanta means he's drowning the braja devotees in pools of ecstasy. Swaghosham, and he's declaring to everyone, akhyapayantam, advertising. Hey, this is the advertisement. Why do you put advertisement? To attract people to enter to whatever you want to sell. So that Damodar thing we keep there during Karthik is actually advertisement board. Tujhe bhi bandhna hai kya Bhagwan ko? Bhagwan band jayenge tere se. He will become your servant. Aisa brahman karte nahi. Vitrinat tula. Oh, gaya kya? Not trinat tula. You capture him. Idhar aao. I want you here, okay? Yes, sir. Krishna becomes subordinate. He said, you have got me here. I am captured by your love. That's why in other religious people they say God is great. But Prabhupada said, here we say devotee is greater than God. Because devotee can hold a stick and say, hey, chup, baitho idhar. Krishna says, okay. Chalo nacho. Actually, the whole world is saying, make me dance. But devotees make Krishna dance. The devotee's life is greater. Why? It's because he's bound by that love. He's captured by that love. He sold na parayeham. He told the gopis, I can't pay you even in a lifetime of Brahma. Even though I am Shadaishwarya Purna Bhagwan, I am a pauper in front of you. And I become so grateful to you. Whatever you say, I am sold out to that. That is what is being told here in this verse by Krishna with tears in his eyes. He said, gopis, just be satisfied because I can't pay you back. अभी मैं बड़ा बड़ा जो फिलोसफी बोल रहा हूं ना तृण तूल उसमें संतुष्ट रहो क्योंकि मैं आई कॉन्ट पे यू बैक यू हैव परचेज मी बाय योर लव एंड दिस इज दैट लव दैट इज डॉर्मेंट इन द हार्ट ऑफ नित्य सिद्ध कृष्ण प्रेम एंड नाउ महाप्रभु हैज कम टू टेल चर्न इट मैन द नेक्टर इज इनसाइड अंदर ही है विद इन द कोर ऑफ द हार्ट ऑफ एवरी लिविंग एंटिटी दिस नेक्टर इज देयर Nitya Siddha Krishna Prem. It doesn't have to be installed. It doesn't have to be imported. The process is also given how to churn. Cheto Darpana Marjanam. Just chant the holy name. Golokera Premadhana Harinam Sankirtan. The process is also holy name. And the love is also just the holy name. And while chanting, you're actually experiencing the loving relationship with the Lord. So this is what here Krishna is expressing. And if he only, as Rupa Goswami says, utsahat nishchayat dhairyat tattat karma pravartanat sangatyagat sato vrittehe shadbhir bhakti prasiddhyati. Now what is that process of churning? He says utsahat, not losing our enthusiasm. And nishchayat, having full faith that we are on the right track, we just need to stick. And dhairyat, having patience. The nature of the mind is to become restless for many other things. No. Dhairyat, having patience. And tat tat karma pravartanat, as recommended, we continue to churn. Just continue the process of churning. Don't get distracted. Be steady. Dhairyat. Sangatyagat, give up anything that is unfavorable. However attractive it may be, if it is unfavorable to achieving the nectar, be careful. Sato vrittehe, and following the footsteps of those great souls who did it and relished the nectar. So in this way, and that's the process given by Srila Prabhupada, following in the footsteps of the Goswamis. So if we just continue with enthusiasm, with faith, with patience, systematically executing what we are supposed to do, carefully avoiding those that are unfavorable things, and following in the footsteps of those great souls. It's only a question of time. Actually, we are all drinking the nectar, but we don't know it is nectar. We are jaundiced. And therefore, it seems like medicine for us right now. Actually, it is nectar. We are right now diving in the nectar. But that nectar is seeming as poison for us. Kya? Sola. Sixteen round is like thoda kam nahi kar sakte kya? They start bargaining. Can you imagine somebody is giving nectar? Bahut jyada nectar ho gaya. Thoda kam dona. Thoda vish ke saath mila ke dona. It's something like us. Because we are jaundiced. Chat Krishna nama charitadi sitapi. Avidya, pitta, upatapta, avidya, because of these five types of ignorance, and we have jaundiced tongue, even sugarcane juice is tasting bitter for us. But we have to have faith. Others have relished it. Just follow. The tunnel looks dark. Behind also it has become dark. Because abhi bahut kuch samajh gaya mereko. But samne ka wo light dikhta hi nahi hai. Kahan ghus gaya bhai? घर का ना घाट का जब से हरे कृष्णा में आया भटक गए हम
atak gaye, ab latak gaye. But eventually, Krishna will reciprocate. Hare Krishna, Srila Prabhupada ki. Eight minutes still of allotted time. So any questions or comments? Overdose of nectar. The prasadam nectar is waiting downstairs. Yeah. Sri Gauranga Prabhu. Aapne bahut bada advertisement kar diya, abhi niche baitha hua hai, jana jaldi.
Hare Krishna, Guru. Some confusion or some doubt in terms of Supreme Lord is supreme and we are subordinate, but He also becomes subordinate. And the relationship is all about love and service. So, but the fact is that we are made subordinate and there is only one Supreme. So, this was a question asked which I couldn't answer. So when the souls are being created, then why only one Supreme? Why not many Supremes? Why is it that the rest are all subordinate, though He also becomes subordinate to the souls, but why there is only one Supreme?
Because Mulla ki daud masjid tak. Because we are a material consciousness, we always think, why only one? Because there are 40 people applying, only one job. 4 lakh applying for IIT, only 400. The same mentality has gone so deep inside. Kya itne living entity aur ek hi bhagwan, mere ko pehle jana tha kisi sabko dhakka maar do, seat booking ho gaya, house full. Devamrat Maharaj writes in his book, the first time I came to know about the spiritual world, I was thinking bhai jaldi jana padega, kyunki ye log sab aa gaye to already dekho ye hall mein kam pad raha hai, kisi ko bahar baithna padta hai, unko AC nahi milta hai, देखने को नहीं मिलता, सिर्फ सुनना पड़ता है, जल्दी जाके बैठना पड़ेगा. सेम मेंटालिटी वी कैरी इवन देयर. देयरफॉर द लॉर्ड फर्स्ट थिंग ही सेज, पूर्णमदः पूर्णमिदं पूर्णात् पूर्णमुदच्यते पूर्णस्य पूर्णमादाय पूर्णमेवावशिष्यते. इज परफेक्ट एंड कंप्लीट. इवन इफ मिलियंस ऑफ यूनिट्स कम, स्टिल देयर इज स्पेस फॉर यू. सो एक्चुअली इवन दो ही इज वन, that's why he comes and does advertisement. 16,108 wives. No one complained. Krishna, only if you stay with me, वो दूसरी जल के मर जाएगी. All the wives had only one complaint with Krishna in Dwarka. Please show mercy to others also. Don't stay always with me. Can anyone say like that? Most of our complaint is not quality time being given. Therefore, he reciprocated the Rasleela, he reciprocated the gopis, millions of gopis, and every gopi felt, he's dancing only with me. Even in the Sankirtan, sometimes we are in a madly dancing in the Kirtan, and sometimes some devotees look around, bechare, inko samajh mein nahi aa raha hai, kya reciprocation mere ko mil raha hai, kya anand liya. Ye bechare naach rahe, par inko maalum hi nahi kya mil raha hai. But, surprisingly, he may be thinking about you the same way. आज भागवत अमृत पिया, दूसरे लोग बेचारे सो रहे थे, उनको नहीं मालूम. एंड दैट फॉलो इज अब्सॉर्ब, इतना पी रहा हूं, ये लोग क्या कर रहे हैं. इट्स अ रिलेटिव थिंग. एवरीवन लुक्स एट गोपीनाथ एंड गोपीनाथ में रेसिप्रोकेट विद एवरीवन इक्वली एंड मोर. वी डोंट रियलाइज ही इज द ओमनीपोटेंट. एको बहुश्याम एक्साम्प्टेंट मेनी. That is the inconceivable nature of the Lord. Acha, He, in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, especially the, you know, with every devotee, He reciprocates in a unique way. He will not respond with you the way He does with me and with him or her. Totally different. You may, it's like food. Food, ye mere ko acha nahi lagta. Wo item bahut acha lagta. So therefore, all 64 foods are kept. Isme se jo chahiye utha lo, buffet system. Similarly, what Krishna knows,
He gives you tailor-made nectar only for you, fitting exclusively made for you. He reciprocates in a way. Why he comes in so many wonderful forms? To reciprocate with different levels of devotees, of different levels of consciousness, or different natures. He reciprocates with them in different way. With Yashoda, he reciprocates with the perfect son. With the gopis, he reciprocates with the perfect lover. With the cowherd boys, are dost ho to aisa. Gopiyon ko kya malum? Wo naachte rehte hain. Hamare saath jo khelta hai Krishna, ye asli hai. And the peacocks and the cows are feeling, wow, fools, they don't know. This is the real Krishna. How he just comes and caresses us. Perfect. Qualitatively, quantitatively. That's what Krishna is. That's why we have to read philosophy. Otherwise you will be in anxiety. Jaldi jana padega, jaldi jana padega. Ayo, wo chala gaya. Yani houseful ho gaya, abhi nahi milega. Once you go to the spiritual world struggling and houseful, next show. In the next kalpa. When Krishna comes. He comes once in a day of Brahma. So you're not like that. He can reciprocate perfectly. In fact, you can't even imagine the kind of perfectness he reciprocates. Because our imagination is limited to our own understanding. He hoga to he reciprocate kiya. And when he reciprocates, he says, kya soch raha tha yaar, kaanch soch raha tha, tune hira de diya. That's what Dhruva said. I was looking for nectar in a piece of glass. But my Lord, you are so merciful. You gave me a jewel. Now I look back, how petty, how foolish. Foolishly I was insecure. Reciprocate nahi kiya to. Jyada log aa gaye to. Personal attention nahi mila to. That's why we have to know who Krishna is. Then there is no doubt. And the whole scriptures are meant to give us that understanding. Alright. Hare Krishna. Thank you very much.
Hare Krishna. There are a few announcements. Immediately after Prasadam, now there would be Varishtha Vaishnava meeting held at Lakshminarayan Hall. The highlights of this meeting would be bone density testing and asthma testing.